Probably the first day that we moved into Waddington, my late husband, Robert Sutton, we used to live in Vernon Street in Lincoln. Rob was born in Waddington, lived his early part of his life in Waddington. And to me, coming into Waddington was virtually another planet. I couldn't believe how different things were. We moved in on my birthday, which was an easy date to remember, July the 19th, 1999. And we had just started to unload outside of my house, Fairview in Far Lane. And a lorry turned up with a very obnoxious driver cursing us to hell and back because we were unloading. And he'd got his prize ball that he wanted, he was needed to service some cows, actually where his house now stands. This was long before his house was built. Well, it was the most beautiful, beautiful bull, absolutely gorgeous. One of these huge beasts, curly hair. Well, he was cursing and shouting at us. And I thought, my God, what a welcome.
Yes.
And my next...
Was this a Lincolnshire Red bull?
It was.
Oh, my goodness.
And my neighbour came out. The bull was gigantic. My neighbour Hamish came out to find out what on earth all the fuss was starting, going on about. And then I really thought, my God, the two of them are going to have a fight. And the poor bull in the back was bellowing like something possessed, stamping about in this damn great truck, wanting to get out. And finally, one of them had the gumption to go out the gate and let the bull into the field. Well, it just went berserk, round and round. I thought, my God, whatever have I come to? From a quiet street in Lincoln to madmen chasing bulls. I thought, my God, oh dear.
There wasn't a china shop in Waddington at the
time. I'm afraid not, no, but there was enough damage done, I think, by the thing hairing round the field. And then, of course, my other neighbour came out to see what on earth the fuss was going on about. And she made a great fuss of the bull and leaned over the fence. And I think it was an apple she gave it. It might have been a carrot, but whatever it was, it took it.
Oh, dear.
So that was certainly a day to remember.